decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
If you think about it, maybe we are, as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg described us, dumb effers. Because on its face, by pouring in our personal data, allowing more intrusion into that data right down to our very location, is in itself COINTELPRO Lite.
COINTELPRO, which was a counterintelligence program where they tracked and shared information about civil rights activists, their political, social, civic, even religious affiliations. And I personally was a victim of COINTELPRO. And your methodology, in my opinion, is similar. You're truncating the basic rights of the American promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness by the wholesale invasion and manipulation of their right to privacy.
I know of no surveillance organization that gives people the option to delete the data that they have or even know what they're collecting.
Mr. Zuckerberg, you should be commended that Facebook has grown so big so fast. That much influence comes with enormous social responsibility of which you have failed to act and to protect. And to consider, should Facebook by default protect users' information? Why is the onus on the user to opt in to privacy and security settings?
As a COINTELPRO target, I myself was set up very similarly, and it's very interesting that only now are certain things, and I say certain things, coming to light. In this case, with respect to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
You will find yourself and in all your dirt, filth, evil, and moronic talk exposed on the record for all time. Listen to yourself, you filthy, abnormal animal. You are on the record. And that's from the FBI uncensored letter to Martin Luther King.
Why is Facebook censoring conservative bloggers such as Diamond and Silk? Facebook called them unsafe to the community. That is ludicrous. They hold conservative views. That isn't unsafe. What's your response to...
Congressman, in that specific case, our team made an enforcement error.
We are all supposed to just trust Zuckerberg and his COINTELPRO Lite website, while the innocent communication between our lives is repurposed to fuel presidential elections and harvested by legal advertisers and illegal hackers.
If it wasn't a data breach and it was within Facebook's policies, isn't that even worse?
Well, this is certainly a breach of trust in that people didn't expect it. But I think it's important to go back to, you know, why did we build the developer platform in the first place?
Right? Mark Turnage, the CEO of Dark Owl, a cybersecurity firm specializing in the dark web, told Business Insider, "The Cambridge Analytica thing has really resonated with people, but it has pointed out a much larger problem. The more websites you use, the more careful you have to be, because that data is not only being bought and sold for perfectly legal uses, but it's also being bought and sold for illegal uses." John Baum reporting for Infowars.com.
Well, 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 who would be surprised that Facebook would be gathering your data and then selling it while at the same time censoring conservative speech on their platform and boosting globalist open borders, anti-gun speech. I mean, I was shocked. I never saw it coming. And the same thing happening on Twitter. I mean, folks, this really floored me. Amazing that we would stand for that. Would we really stand for Facebook and Twitter censoring conservative speech on those platforms? Would we really stand for that?
so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Washington Post, the same Washington Post that told you Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, the same Washington Post that said God and guns was Russian propaganda. No, the song goes, God and guns, that's what this country was founded on. Yes, that Washington Post now publishes the story that Trump supporters are immoral and un-American. A columnist for the Washington Post who left the Republican Party after Trump secured the party's nomination, so after it went pro-America, in 2016 blasted those who voted for Trump as immoral and un-American, claiming the party has become the caricature the left has always said it was, the party of old white men. Well, I guess I am a white male, but I still refuse to think I'm that old. I mean, I'm not even 30. But think about this. They say Trump supporters are immoral and un-American. If you just did, I'm not going to waste our time here and go back and go through all the footage and everything, because Clifford Cunningham published this story at InfoWars.com just before I went on air here. Trump rallies were the most pro-America, I mean, American flags everywhere, chants of USA. Trump's slogan is Make America Great Again. He sells hats that say USA on them. I mean, you couldn't have a more prototypical pro-American campaign than Donald Trump's campaign. And it just shows you the sick, twisted nature of the writers at the Washington Post to publish such tripe. But then the assumption of total ignorance of their audience, that they can't even look for themselves. They don't even have the ability to think critically enough to see that the most pro-American people in America voted for Trump. I mean, that's just a fact. You wouldn't even think that a liberal would debate you on that. The liberals hate America. They chant death to America in the street. They hate the military. They hate the cops. They hate the president. They hate guns. They hate God. But then they say Trump supporters are immoral and un-American. And that's just like the same thing where InfoWars is one of about five media outlets out of thousands in the United States that were against the strikes in Syria, but were immoral when they support strikes in Syria over fake news, where they're now sending in the team from OPCW, that's the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, some unelected made-up bureaucracy. Regardless, they're about to go in. The strikes in Syria prevented them from going in on time. So now they go in after the responding attacks, before they can even evaluate the scene of the chemical attacks. So we retaliate to the chemical attacks, which were never actually officially investigated by the OPCW. And so then you've got a bunch of different angles coming out. Oh, Assad gassed his own people. No rhyme or reason. He's just Assad the animal who just gasses his own people. It doesn't make any sense. There's no logic to it. We don't have evidence. But screw you! We don't have to give you evidence. You're an American sheep. And so there's a whole stack of news developing on that. Yeah, there are record tax returns coming in. So much so, in fact, the IRS online filing system has crashed. Donald Trump gave another speech today talking about America's economy being back. The people are winning. Kroger, a company based in the Midwest, announced 11,000 new jobs, wage increases, education benefits, thanking the Trump tax cuts. Which, by the way, in fact, you know what, crew? I didn't have you guys do this, but we got 4 minutes here, so I'm sure you can actually look this up. There was a consolidated and coordinated effort today by Democrats on Twitter to bash Trump's tax plan. And I would bet you right now, I've not done this research, the crew can pull this up, but I responded to Eric Swalwell and I believe Dianne Feinstein on the War Room account on Twitter, at War Room Show. But I bet you, you could go to Ted Lieu, you could go to Adam Schiff, you could go to Nancy Pelosi, you could go to Maxine Waters, you could go to Chuck Schumer. I bet you, you could go. I haven't looked this up. I saw a couple of them, but I'm betting all the Democrats on Twitter today blasted Trump's tax plan. I would bet you, for the brief moments I spent on Twitter this morning, yeah, there's Eric Swalwell. It's tax day, and unless you're among the wealthiest, the GOP tax scam is not helping you. I mean, what a load of bull this guy. See, let me explain something. I don't know about Eric Swalwell, okay, what this guy does, why he always takes his Twitter pictures with his kid dangling upside down or whatever. Okay, fine. Why don't you want your kid to have a future, though? Like, you love your kid so much. Yeah, there's Chuck Schumer. Oh, shocking. See, this is what they do. I'm telling you, this is a consolidated effort. I've seen this so many times now, it's like a waste of time for me to even go down this road. They all do this. I guarantee you, all the Democrats go on Twitter today with the hashtag tax day and the hashtag GOP tax scam, and then they're in cahoots with the staff at Twitter, and so they all decide, we're going to make GOP tax scam trend on Twitter today. And so Schumer, Swalwell, all the leading Democrats tweet hashtag GOP tax scam. And then they create this class warfare where they say, yeah, oh, yeah, look at all the Democrats on Twitter today. Hashtag GOP tax scam. Oh, I'm shocked. Oh my gosh, the tax, oh my gosh, the American people are keeping more of their own money? I mean, their wages are up? I mean, look at this horrible news. Food stamps usage drops over 500,000 in 1 month? That's a record cut in food stamps usage. Food stamp usage is down millions and millions since Trump became
president? I mean, this is horrible. I mean, what are we going to do? I want people reliant on the government. I want people dependent on the government. I don't want independent people that can work for a living. This is a nightmare. Kroger announces 11,000 new jobs, increased wages, and education benefits thanks to Trump tax cuts. IRS payment site crashes hours before tax day filing deadline because people are filing their taxes in record numbers, tax returns. I mean, jobs numbers are growing, unemployment is down. I mean, this is a scam. Trump is scamming America into being independent again. Guys, we have to stop this.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com. And remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power
Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, I got news for you. I don't care about Donald Trump or Sean Hannity or anyone's sexual improprieties or relationships or anything. I could not care less. And yet I'm inundated with it. I don't want it. I do not care. I mean, like, can we just make America great again? Like, can we just rebuild our own infrastructure? Can we just cut our own taxes? Can we build things here again? No, we have to give Stormy Daniels all the headlines. And I give her credit. I'm not even mad at Stormy Daniels. Good for you, Stormy Daniels. You have outsmarted the media. So I say kudos to Stormy Daniels. You allegedly had an affair with Trump 10 years ago, and now you're using that to make yourself rich and famous. Good for you. Let me tell you, the only reason why her shows are canceled is because they're so damn popular. She can't even go. She tries to go into the courtroom for Michael Cohen's court appearance yesterday. She's flooded with media. This is a woman. Look, I don't want to come off here. I don't care about whatever she did for a living, or if she's a porn star or a stripper or a hooker or whatever it is. I don't care. Literally. Yet the media has this obsession because there's a belief that she can somehow help them bring down Trump. That's how sick they are. And so she uses them to build her career. So to her, I say, smart for you. Good for you. And the media is going along with it. And it's funny because she doesn't even really like, I mean, I've never really seen her bash Trump. It's not like she's anti-Trump really per se. You think that all the media that thinks Trump is the devil would want to stay as far away from that woman because she had relations with Trump. But see, there's that little inch kabibble, and they think that maybe it can bring down Trump. So you have to deal with it all day long. Oh, Sean Hannity, Michael Cohen, Trump, Stormy Daniels, Playboy, models, sex. And I'm over here like, stop wars overseas, tax cuts, jobs growth, GDP up. Let's have a strong border, maybe. Well, we can address that later. We get a Stormy Daniels. Well, when did you have a relationship with Trump? What was the nature of that relationship? Okay, well, we didn't get enough of that. We're going to put you on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper. We're going to put you on CNN. We're going to put you on The View. We're going to put you across the street from Mar-a-Lago at the strip club. We're going to put you at Michael Cohen's court appearance. Stormy Daniels is like, yeah. More cameras. Yeah, more attention. Please. Would you plug my tour too? Yeah. That's make America horny again. Yep. Totally derivative off Trump's slogan. Oh yeah. Plug that for me too, please. And then there's this weirdness where they put out a sketch of someone who allegedly sexual assaulted her, and it's apparently her ex-husband or something. It's like, is this a joke? What am I? Oh, yeah. See, but now I'm distracted. So now it's even beating me. When I was trying to cover very important news, folks, can you bring me the Green Party tweet right now? I mean, this is... So it doesn't matter that every time... So look. Okay, I've been to, let's say, 50 political events in the last year, whether it be marches or rallies or what have you. Let's say I've been to 50 different political events. And I stream all of these live for InfoWars on the Alex Jones channel, on our Facebook channels, everywhere. So I'm not just out here saying things. Every time I go to a conservative event or a Trump event or whatever you want to say, right-wing event, American flags everywhere, chants of USA, make America great again, pro-America. I mean, the biggest patriots in the world, military vets, everyone, decked out in red, white, and blue. You go to a leftist march, there's no American flag to be found. There's no American flag in sight. There's no chants of USA. There's no patriotism on display. They didn't even have the American flag on display day one of the Democrat National Convention. I have film from a march in Austin, Texas, the same march where I got guns stuck in my face and told I couldn't enter a park. That same march, there's a guy that was with the leftists that was waving an American flag, and guess what his fellow leftists asked him to do? Please put your flag in your car or don't march with us. I have it on film. And then I asked him about it. He's like, yeah, that happened. And I said, okay. And then the Washington Post has the nerve to say that the Trump supporters are the un-American ones when they are the most American ones. And it just shows you how arrogant the Washington Post is and how little they think of their audience. But folks, this is the news. The Green Party tweets out, let's fight for full equality together and support all women, cis women, trans women, and get this, women of all genders. Now, I thought that you couldn't find that madness more than once. The crew corrected me. They found, sure enough, a leftist protester on the street with the sign that reads, this is disgusting, folks. You've been warned. My menstrual blood will flow through the streets fighting for women of all genders. Okay. Now, what do you call that? Mental disorder. You have a serious mental problem and you deny science. So, wow. That's just amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know that a lot of people are tuning in today to hear my opinion on some things that were recently in the headlines. Well, I'm not really going to address that because it's a waste of time, and you know what it is. It's an attack on InfoWars. It's an attack on Alex Jones as a person, as me as a person, and it's not meant to win legally. It's meant to win in the court of public opinion, to dehumanize me, to dehumanize InfoWars, to dehumanize Alex and make us look bad so that they can bring us down. And if it wasn't for your support at InfoWars.com, I don't know if we'd be able to put up with this, folks, because we are getting lawsuits thrown at us left and right. And again, it's not about beating us in court. It's about beating us in the court of public opinion. They know they can't win in court, but as long as they demonize us and get the American public to hate us, they consider that a victory. But if we can withstand the storm and fight our way through it and come out on the other side stronger, then we are victorious. And that's you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. So we've got Super Male Vitality on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of specials. This is a popular product. It's 50% off. We don't need to market 50% off. It's got 4.6 star review, over 4,000 ratings. We could sell this all day at full price. We sell it at half price because we want you to try it, and we know you'll be a repeat customer. So Super Male Vitality, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I've got the documents because in the last segment we were covering the left saying that it's time to fight for women of all genders, which makes no sense. But that doesn't stop the left from preaching it. So now I have the documents. I don't know why the crew does this to me. All 73 genders right here, whether you're a maverick, a marfluid, a mask fluid, a malo gender, a Schroeder gender, a salud gender. I mean, we got everything for you right here. But I just want you to know that I am fighting for genders of all genders. Of all genders here at InfoWars. Now, my next guest, Brandon Tatum, has been with us plenty of times. You're probably familiar with him by now, at the Officer Tatum on Twitter, his YouTube channel, youtube.com/btcruiser34, former police officer. And I saw Brandon tweet out a picture of himself that was, well, obviously photoshopped. But it was photoshopped by a bunch of haters, a bunch of leftists that want to make him look bad and dehumanize him. So he's hiking up a mountain. I can only assume, I'm talking to Brandon for the first time now about this, so he'll clarify on air. I can only assume he's hiking right here carrying an American flag. And so they photoshop a Nazi flag over it and then I guess like a little slogan thing that says White Lives Matter More. Obviously fake. Totally photoshopped, but it's just like the Washington Post saying that Trump supporters are un-American. The average leftist has such a low IQ that they assume everyone else is as ignorant as them, so they think they can actually photoshop something like this and get people to buy into it, that Brandon Tatum would actually be hauling a Nazi flag around. Although, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, Brandon, I don't know. Maybe this is a real photo, dude. You have to disavow this photo. It could be real.
I know, man. People are going to be asking all over the world to disavow this photo. But in reality, man, I love this country. I'm a proud American, man. And I was hiking up a mountain. It was a very strenuous hike. And I had the American flag because I'm proud. And the funny thing is...
No. Look at that flag behind you. That's clearly a Nazi flag. Low quality, too. Yeah. Not even hand-stitched.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. The next, they'll be... photoshopping this flag. But I mean, this is just an example. And these happened to be some African American people who were mad at me because I made a video about, you know, my thoughts on the two guys at Starbucks, and they disagree with me so much that they're willing to photoshop stuff about Nazis and white people. I mean, it's just ridiculous. This is what we see from the left as hatred and their way of being hypocritical. And then we also see this from the black community. When you become somebody who's informed and enlightened as a black man, and you consider yourself a conservative and you love this country, there is a segment of black people in the community that literally hate you. They want to see you die. I had some people on there tell me that I should just die only because I'm telling the truth about, you know, basic situations that go on in this country.
Well, I'm trying to figure it out. Why would they be so upset with you? It's not like you're anti-black. I mean, it's not like you're anti-yourself here. I mean, you have a political opinion. Is that what it is? They just don't like your politics?
Well, I think that's what it is. And, you know, the truth hurts people sometimes. You know, to be honest, if you tell somebody the truth, it may offend them initially. And then some people will come out of it. Some people realize that, you know, facts mean more than their feelings. And then they begin to agree with me. But some people are so brainwashed and so entrapped into this tunnel vision that they have, that when they hear the truth, if it does not fit their narrative, they literally lose their minds. And I'm going to be quite honest here. I think that some people are brainwashed, and some of it is coupled with mental illness. And some people may think I'm playing, but some of these individuals are suffering from various amounts of mental illness. And this is a way that they lash out against other people because they're not getting the treatment and help that they need, to be quite honest.
Well, and I'm glad that you went down that road, because I do think there's some sort of psychological issue going on here. But I guess my confusion is, why would they be so upset with you when you're simply saying, hey, look, you can empower yourself with knowledge. You can empower yourself with truth. I almost wonder if there's not an aspect of laziness to this, that they're mad at you because you worked hard and you're a proud American, and they don't want a black man to be successful so that they can sit back and be lazy and claim a victim status all day long.
Well, you know, these are the type of individuals who don't love America. These type of individuals hate white people. I mean, let's just keep it real. And these individuals, they don't want to see progress. They don't want to see Martin Luther King's dream become a reality. They will do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening. And if you dare give them solutions to problems that the Democrats can't give them solutions to, then they become offended. They get mad. They want to lash out because they are literally living and surviving off of the Democratic plantation. And I don't care who they are, what they say, their political views, they are entrapped in the Democratic plantation. And the Democrats are literally feeding them and telling them what to say, what to do, and lying to them about the Republicans and conservatives. So when you live in that type of a mindset, I don't think that it should be this way. But when you live in that type of a mindset, you have no other choice but to either change or to resist the change.
Well, I think that's it. That's what I think it is at the bottom of this, because they see you and they say, well, I don't want to work hard to be successful. It's a lot easier for me to just whine and complain and blame everybody else while the Democrats are keeping me propped up at the same time. So I can be a victim, and the Democrats are going to enable me to be a victim. And then if they see someone like you, or it doesn't even matter. It's not that maybe they hate white people. Maybe they don't. They hate anyone that they view as a threat to their victim status. I think that that's what it is. And maybe that is some sort of a mental disorder, like a Stockholm syndrome, that they actually believe the Democrats are out to help them. But what do you do? I mean, if they've already reached that point of thinking where they'd rather be angry at you and be a victim than actually build something for themselves and then be your friend, I mean, how do you shake someone out of that? How do you fix that?
Well, to be quite honest, I'm going to do them like people did me. You know, I was as ignorant and as blind as some of these people are. I would never say some of the stuff that they said to me, but I was blind as well. But what it's going to take is for somebody to consistently tell the truth, no matter if it hurts your feelings or not, not pander or do any of those things, but tell the truth. And eventually there are going to be people who hate me regardless, and they're going to go to the grave hating me. But there's other people that I'm planting seeds in their minds. So after time goes along and the seed get watered, then they begin to open up their understanding, and they become people who are, I would say, politically conscious.
You know, this is an interesting, deeper philosophy here. The old saying is, you tell a lie 100 times, it becomes the truth. I mean, this is something the mainstream media has mastered. It's funny, though, how you wonder, does that work with the truth? Like, if you tell the truth 100 times, does it eventually become the truth in some people's minds? But I'm not really sure if it does. And we're about to go to break here in 60 seconds. I want to talk more about the Starbucks thing, because I didn't even know where this derived from, the Photoshop picture that they put out of you. I just figured it was another just random leftist hateful attack against you. But that's interesting to me how it derives from your response to the Starbucks thing, which I don't even know what your response is. So we'll get that take on the other side. But you're saying, just to be clear, you were hiking in the desert with the American flag proudly waving. So it was the American flag that they photoshopped out of this, correct?
Yes, it was, man. I was at Picacho Peak in the area near Tucson, Arizona. Beautiful mountain. I hike it all the time, and I was holding an American flag.
Wow. And so they do. First of all, it's a hack job. Nobody would believe this Photoshop is real. And then just to make things even more politically charged, they put in the White Lives Matter More thing. It's like, who would even fall for this? Only the most dumbed down, brainwashed individual would even think that's real. And then I would imagine it's shocking for Brandon that people actually bought it. But we'll have more of that on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX, that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
There is the original photo of Brandon Tatum. Look at that. See, now that would trigger a leftist right there. A patriot trekking a mountain with an American flag. Beautiful American background with the mountains in Arizona on Veterans Day. Just powerful stuff right there from Brandon Tatum. So naturally, the left had to smear it. Naturally, the left had to come on and take a big dump on something like that. I mean, why? How dare Brandon Tatum go hike in the desert of Arizona with an American flag? I mean, how dare he? And then how dare Twitter not censor him? And so that's what the left did. So there's the original. There he is with the American flag. I can tell from the stitching. It's hand-stitched, made in America. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. A beautiful picture, and the left has to soil it and then make it a race thing and put a Nazi flag on it. Now, Brandon Tatum is with me here at the Officer Tatum on Twitter, YouTube channel, BTCruiser34. I was not aware of the derivative that caused the whole outrage from the left here, but apparently it was over a response that he had to the Starbucks situation. Now, our poll of the day at War Room Show is, if, let me get the exact poll, Would there be the same media outrage if it were two white people asked to leave Starbucks? And this poll is going for the rest of the week. The almost 2,000 votes, 92% say no. Now, I don't even know Brandon's take on this, so I'm just going to him right now to get his raw take about what happened. But the story is essentially you had a couple gentlemen that were hanging out in Starbucks. I guess you could say they were loitering or whatever, and they weren't purchasing anything. So Starbucks said, purchase something or you're going to have to leave. And they were eventually escorted out by police. Massive outrage from the left. Racist. In fact, now Starbucks has decided they're going to shut down their stores right here. Shut down stores nationwide on May 29th for Racial Bias Education Day. So if you don't allow 100 black people to go into your store and hang out and not buy anything, apparently you're racist now. But let's get Brandon's take on this, because apparently the left was outraged. So what was your take on this, Brandon? And then what was the ensuing reaction?
Well, so I'd be very, very basic. Now, I was a police officer 6 years, went to thousands of calls, well, hundreds of calls like this. I mean, so I knew what it was from the very beginning. It was probably a trespassing issue. The policy in Starbucks is consistent in most Starbucks. Some have it, some don't. But the bottom line is that this individual told them that if they don't purchase anything, they can't use the facility. They refused. The police came. They refused to listen to the police and got arrested. So I think that it's blatantly their fault. That these are a bunch of...
Wait a second. Whoa. You're telling me that the owner of the establishment said, kindly, you have to leave, and then you refused, and then the police said, kindly, you have to leave, and you refused, and then they got arrested?
Yeah. Like that's, I guess it's some...
What type of chaotic country is this that we live in?
I guess we live in a land where the laws don't matter and people's private business rights don't matter. But the bottom line, man, is that it's very simple. All you have to do is follow instructions and don't feel entitled. And I made a video on my YouTube channel that went, it's going viral right now, simply about the same subject matter. And this is another thing. The commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department made a, I don't know, like a 6-minute video about this. And no,
he did a whole response. He did a whole response. By the way, he's black.
And the sergeant on the scene was black. And then if you look at the video closely, there's several other black people at this facility. And here's the thing. Somebody corrected me on my YouTube channel because I looked up the zip code and the zip code showed that there was primarily whites and not a lot of black people. But somebody corrected me and said, hey, I live in this area and there's tons of black people that go to that Starbucks. It's kind of in the center of town. So what led me to believe is that every day, all day, for the last week, the last month, the last year, black people have been going in and out of this place, and we have never seen any issues. All of a sudden, two idiots don't want to follow directions. They get arrested appropriately, and now there's some racial outrage. You know, the CEO of Starbucks is a coward, and the real leader is the commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department.
Well, And I'm just sitting here. I didn't know about the background too. That's me. See, cause you're a former police officer. You've actually had responding to calls like this. I was a college student. I remember I was a commuting college student that didn't have a car. I had to use certain outlets that had internet dozens of times when I was getting through college, and I would hang out. I didn't have a bunch of money. So you go buy a cup of coffee. It's like $2-3 and then they don't bother you. So I think that you put it on the head there. It's like an entitlement thing. It's like, how dare you tell me that I can't be here? And of course the police are going to respond and do their job. But this just, to me, again, it just shows, you know, whether you want to call it Stockholm syndrome or even maybe in some instances affluenza, or there's all this different stuff, but it's really a mental illness. These people, they don't operate functionably in the society that we've created. They want some sort of, I don't even know, some communist utopia or something.
Well, this is the problem, man. When you think all white people are racist, this is what you get out of it. When I look at the situation, I give both sides the benefit of the doubt. I don't think the woman is bad and she's a racist, and I don't think that they're bad people. So what is the outcome? They have rules. You break the rules. They tell you to leave. You don't leave. You're now breaking the law by loitering and trespassing by law. They call the police. The police ask you to leave. Three different occasions they asked them to leave kindly, nicely, respectfully, and they refused to leave. The end result of all of those that mathematical equation is that you get arrested. And the bottom line is that Starbucks didn't want to prosecute, so they end up, the police department released them. I don't understand what the outcome has to be. The only way you could come to a conclusion that this was racist is if you're predetermining which is not right. You're predetermining that the white people are the racists. If you give it a first shake and say neither side is wrong, and you look at it, you'll find out that this is typical and this happens all around the country. I patrolled a primarily white community. White people got this same treatment all the time. People will call us and say these people don't need to be in our business. It'll happen to white people just as much as anybody else. So this is what I want to say. I want black people that's watching this or people who will see this, stop feeling like that the world revolves around you. You're not that important. Like, rules are rules. This apply to black people and white people the same. And I'm just sick of it, man. And I made a post, and the outrage from that post was ridiculous. Thousands of replies to my original post, to the original video, was all hateful and negative. And stuff like the picture that you just showed was the byproduct of the hatred. And it's ridiculous.
Well, and that's the thing, too. The left just wants to make a racial issue out of everything, even where it doesn't belong and it doesn't exist. And then anytime there's a real, you know, racist thing or a real racial issue, you won't even be able to determine what it is because they've soiled the water so much. But again, it all just goes back to the mental illness factor, that this is how they've been programmed. This is how they think. And it's not a healthy train of thought. And so part of the response is they Photoshop your picture with an American flag into a Nazi flag, and they try to demonize you there. I mean, here's a question. Did people actually believe that photo? I mean, did people actually think that was your flag?
No, I think it was a parody. I think that people just made that to make fun of my views and who I was. I mean, they posted pictures of me cycling. They posted pictures of me. And a lot of other things that I did, they made fun of the fact that my son is biracial. I mean, they did a whole lot of other stuff, which I don't care for these people.
They're attacking your family now, too?
Oh, yeah. They made fun of that my son is biracial. They try to say I'm a sellout, that I'm working for the white man. All because they do not have a legitimate argument against very basic facts that I presented.
Well, Brandon, you speak your mind and you speak from the soul. And I think that's like kryptonite for these people. That's really what it is. Their mind and their soul has been so washed away from their consciousness that the fact that somebody has a soul and a mind and can speak it coherently, it just frightens them so that they have to ridicule you. They have to threaten you. Well, you're doing great work. Again, follow Brandon Tatum on Twitter at The Officer Tatum, his YouTube channel, BT Cruiser 34. That's where you can find his video. It's going viral. Share that video everywhere. And Brandon, thank you for joining us today.
All right. Thank you guys for having me as usual, man. Y'all have a good day.
All right. Thank you. And as usual, good stuff from Brandon Tatum. I mean, I tell you, I saw that picture and it was just like, I mean, nobody, as soon as you they act like they care about black people when they want their vote. And then as soon as they find out that they don't have their vote, they don't give a damn. And they tarnish them. They Photoshop pictures of them. They attack them. They threaten them. It's just, this is what the left is. This is, the left is the most vile, hateful group in America today. And I don't know what we can do to stop them or help them. Roger Stone joins us in the next hour. We're going to open up the phone line, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Phone calls and Roger Stone on the other side. And please support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic.
Hey, did my video stream come through fine or what?
But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. Roger Stone joins us momentarily. So, I'm actually beginning to wonder as I'm concluding my thoughts on the Starbucks story and then that segment with Brandon Tatum. I'm beginning to wonder if the entire thing wasn't some sort of weird stage deal by some like ACLU attorney or something. You know what? Look out. This will be the next claim they make. No, look, leftists have been caught staging hate crimes dozens of times. I can't even see. I don't care if they attack me. Like it's just funny how they take. It's like they take what I say. Like they'll take that clip and then they'll edit it and then make it sound like something entirely different. Whatever. It doesn't matter that Democrats get caught staging hate crimes. It doesn't matter that it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter all the fake hate hoax crimes that have been exposed, whether it be Muslims or black people or Jewish people, they've all been caught. So then how do you know what's legitimate and what's not when radical liberals are staging these attacks to demonize conservatives? It's the old story of the boy that cried wolf. But now you've got, so clip 12 is B-roll, guys, a business owner, Jaguar Power Sports, who has a warning citation issued by the city in Jacksonville, Florida. Does this video have audio, guys? I want to hear this. Business owner targeted for flying military flags. Let's go to this audio.
What's going on, guys? Sean over at Jaguar Power Sports, and we just had the city of Jacksonville here on site to cite us for our military flags. That's right.
How dare you?
We just got a ticket in the city of Jacksonville, military bound city, for flying military flags.
You.
They cited us for every flag because they were mad that we had to fly flags up top of the building. Not only that, we had customers in store at that time. A lady by the name of Melinda Power that works for the city of Jacksonville Regulatory Compliance Department said to one of our customers in store, because he was questioning on it because he was shot 3 times at war. He says to her, in the store, or she says to him in the store, you did nothing for our country. This is a military vet that was shot in store. Says to them,
what kind of a
live
pig
in our store, that you've done nothing for our country. The city of Jacksonville is citing local businesses with all the other crap going on around town. They're citing us, the business owner, for flying military flags in a military town. They told us to take them down or go to court over it. Are you serious right now?
And then has so if you live in Jacksonville, get over to Jaguar Power Sports immediately. Go buy an RV. Go buy a go-kart. That's some good old-fashioned American fun right there. How dare they support the military, though? Wow. I mean, see, and so it all comes back, folks. It all comes back to the dirty, stinking Washington compost saying Trump supporters are immoral and un-American. Given this situation, how do you think these political leanings lie? The military veteran that gets shot, where do you think his political leanings lie? Well, we won't assume. But how about the crazed woman that insults him? Where do you think her political leanings lie? You think she likes Trump? You think she's pro-America? You think she's moral? She just insulted a man that was shot serving this country to his face. That's immoral. That's un-American. That's a radical liberal every time. Roger Stone joins me on the other side, including your phone calls, 888-201-2244, InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room here at InfoWars, and I'm your co-host, Roger Stone. Riding shotgun with me is the inestimable Owen Schroyer. I'm broadcasting from our New York studio. Owen joins us through the magic of modern communications from the Austin compound, where he is surrounded by patriots and InfoWarriors. Well, Owen, the Syrian decision continues to roil the Trump supporters as I myself experience an avalanche of mail of disappointed Americans who believe that the president was hornswoggled in this most recent decision. And I think it's important to put it into context. Since the moment Donald Trump was elected, there's been a struggle by the permanent political establishment, including some on the White House staff and some in the policy advisors for this president, who have sought to tone down, kill many of the key policy initiatives on which he was elected. They tried to persuade him to sign the climate change accord in Paris. They tried to persuade him to join TPP. They tried to water down his tax cuts. They tried to talk him out of the tariffs that he's using as a cudgel to bring the Chinese to the table and stop cheating. It is in the foreign policy realm, more specifically in the defense policy realm, where the president has not done as well. I would argue that he stood up to the insiders in the Washington establishment on virtually all of the domestic issues, fighting with them particularly on immigration because they insist the wall cannot be built, and of course it can. But the generals in the foreign policy establishment, the so-called deep state, you have a unique ability to dress up, twist, distort or underline bad intelligence. It's because today they are politically motivated. They have a desired narrative. They're telling the president what they would like to be rather than what is. What's amazing about the unfolding of events is that the deep state keeps using the same exact dirty trick over and over again. Just months ago, we justified a surgical airstrike on a Syrian airbase based on the fact that there was a claim that Assad had gassed his own people. Today, even General Mattis admits that, well, we don't have any proof of that. Can you say false flag? So when the president tweeted only weeks ago that he was prepared to withdraw American troops from Syria, that was the real Donald Trump. Those are his real gut instincts. He ran as an anti-interventionist, and General McMaster was adept with working with General Kelly and General Pettis to keep us knee-deep in Afghanistan, keep pumping troops and money into Syria in violation of the issues on which Donald Trump was elected. I'm not suspending my support for Donald Trump over this issue. I think it's important. But if you look at the way he is revitalizing our economy with 3% economic growth, the way he is struggling to seal our borders and fights every day for the wall, if you look at his intention to break up these massive one-size-fits-all trade deals and do individual unilateral trade deals with significant trading partners, I think he's making enormous strides in terms of bringing back our economic vitality and making America great again. Let's remember, as John F. Kennedy said, a rising tide lifts all boats. And Donald Trump understands that the key to his reelection is the restoration of economic prosperity and job creation. It is the most dangerous area, however, where the Clinton-Bush combine, the deep states who have driven this country into endless foreign war, in many cases where our inherent national interests were not clear, the resulting erosion in our civil liberties, the massive cost in dollars and blood, in many cases borrowed dollars, where the clear objective of these wars was never victory, where the clear objective was never clear. It is precisely that 30-year tradition that Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders both ran against. Trump got nominated, Sanders did not, but that's because Bernie got cheated, as we now know. But it is important to recognize that the insiders, the people who have run the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies for the last 30 years, have no intention of walking away quietly. How could it be that George W. Bush and Barack Obama have the exact same defense secretary? Would you think a Republican defense secretary would leave under the election of a Democratic president? Or perhaps there's really one party in Washington, and it's the Green Party. No, I don't mean the environmentalists. I mean the Green passing through the hands of our politicians on their way to getting reelected. It's extraordinary how you immediately become a target of the insiders. You can run as a reformer. You can run as an outsider, like, say, Ron DeSantis of Florida. But then if you look carefully, very quickly, his campaign is financed by Wall Street, by lawyers, by defense contractors, the very people seeking to buy influence in Washington. So it is impossible to underestimate the deep enmity that the two-party duopoly, the Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan wing of the Republican Party, the establishment of the Democratic Party, dislike Donald Trump and have a resolve to remove him no matter what. I have never seen the comity, the lack of civility in our politics at this level before. Some will say that I am partially responsible for that. Well, I will say this. If you punch me like Donald Trump, I will punch you back. At this point, however, we've just won a historic election, and there is a concerted effort to take that away from us. One of the precursors for taking that away from us is to remove InfoWars and conservative websites like us from the internet, to silence our voice in the middle of the battle. That's why we face unprecedented bogus harassment lawsuits here at InfoWars, and I ask you to consider a contribution to InfoWars so that we may pull together literally could be millions and millions of dollars to fight these lawsuits. Those suing us have very deep liberal pockets. We can only depend on you. If you go to the InfoWars site, there's a button where you can choose your dollar amount for a generous contribution. Just a contribution of $25 or $50 is a godsend and encourages every single person here at InfoWars. We're in a fight for our lives, folks. Owen Schroyer knows it too. They want to shut down the First Amendment and silence InfoWars because Alex Jones and InfoWars are the tip of the spear. They fear us because we are so relentless in exposing their foibles and their corruption. But we cannot do it without you. We cannot expand here without you. We cannot keep our programming going without you. So please take a few minutes to go to the InfoWars site. Choose one of our incredible nutraceutical products or a book or a t-shirt. Some great sales there on the Red Pill or Super Male Vitality, a number of my favorites. Buy something or send a donation, but do it today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim. Filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO.
made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Again, Keith Richards, perhaps the greatest living rock guitarist alive today, bringing us in for the segment. I'm Roger Stone. I'm with my colleague, Owen Schroyer, and we're very interested in your phone calls. That phone number, 888-201-2244. I think the timing is important because many, many InfoWarriors, many conservatives, many people who voted for Donald Trump are disillusioned by this decision over Syria. I would caution you not to throw away the baby with the bathwater. I always knew that if Trump was elected, that he would face an immediate attempt to co-opt and bury his agenda. And frankly, he has won more of those skirmishes than he has lost. But in this case, the neocons and the war hawks who have had a vice-like grip on our foreign policy have no intention of just relinquishing it simply. So, Owen, let's go to the board here, if we may, and see if we have some Syria questions particularly.
Sure thing, Roger. Let's start out with Dave calling in from West Virginia. Go ahead, Dave. Your questions on Syria for Roger Stone.
Owen?
Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, it's Steve from West Virginia.
Okay, Steve, you're the one.
Yeah. I got a question for Roger. I want to know why these people like Nikki Haley and all of them can sit back and holler war without no evidence. Talk about, oh, look at all these innocent people and look at this, when all fathers, all mothers, all sons and all daughters are sent over there to die every day on nothing but lies. America's sick of it. And I'm telling you, I know I'm a veteran. I know these people, and we're fed up with it. Something has got to give. And I just want to ask Mr. Stone, what do we do when lies is taking over our lives? How do we stop all that?
Well, first of all, you need InfoWars to expose the lies. Without a vibrant, robust, and broad equal access alternative media, well, then the liars will call the tune. Secondarily, I think it's important to recognize that the president never had a particularly high regard for Nikki Haley. You may remember that she was selected by Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell to give the stinging rebuke speech to candidate Donald Trump. The real reason I think Donald Trump appointed her to the UN was essentially to remove her from the office of governor of South Carolina, where Henry McMaster, a real Trump supporter, moved up to the governorship and will get elected. Donald Trump's attitude was, well, let's send Nikki to the UN. After all, nothing important happens there. And, of course, historically, that has been the case. But it has become a cheering section for war. And our diplomats, and our intelligence agencies continue to make charges that they cannot sustain. When I spoke to the BBC some time ago in London, about 2 months ago, they said, isn't it sad that you don't trust the law enforcement agencies in your own country, the highest, most respected law enforcement agencies? To which I said, well, if they hadn't been caught lying to us about metadata collection or the Vietnam War or who killed John F. Kennedy or the Pentagon Papers or the war in Iraq or weapons of mass destruction, pardon me, perhaps their credibility would be intact. But they have a track record of being wrong or being duplicitous. And in this case, I fear the president has been rushed into a military attack without sufficient evidence. And the only question remains is, how much does it change things when we attacked the base, the surgical strike on the military base some time ago? They were up and operational the very next day. So this was a limited strike. How much real damage has been done is unknown to us. But I hope it is the last time the president makes an incursion into Syria.
Well, and I'll just say this in closing. Thank you so much for the call, Steve. Thank you for your service. Nikki Haley has been exposed as a total puppet because she would say anything echoing President Obama back then. Now she says anything echoing President Trump or whatever she thinks his agenda is. So Nikki Haley will say whatever she's told to say. She is the puppet master's puppet extraordinaire. And me personally, I cannot stand her anymore. I'm sick of her. I'm not speaking for Roger, just me personally. I cannot stand Nikki Haley anymore. Her face to me just represents war. That right there, her face now represents war. So congratulations to Nikki Haley. To me, your face screams and represents war. You are now the face of war, Nikki Haley. Congratulations. Let's take another call for Roger Stone. Let's go to Benji calling in from Virginia. Go ahead, Benji.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Owen. I'd like to know if Roger thinks that Devin Nunes and Donald Trump should work like a tag team against the FBI and the DOJ to get them to produce documents quicker by Nunes requesting them and Trump giving them a deadline. And when they don't, when they fail to meet the deadline for production of the documents, he fires whoever's in charge.
Well, ironically, of course, from a structural point of view, the person that Devin Nunes should be working with to get the necessary documents is the Justice Department, the very people who are hiding the documents. Nunes gets viciously attacked by the liberal media because he's such a tough stand-up guy and he's his own man. And although he recused himself on the narrow aspects of Russia, he has not recused himself on the question of the FISA warrants and whether there were violations of civil liberties there. So I think Nunes, who not long ago put questions in front of John Brennan, Susan Rice, James Clapper, and others with a deadline about what they knew about the dossier, is in the hunt in terms of getting the truth about the most egregious abuse of power in American history. The use of the Obama administration of the surveillance authority and capability of the state to spy on Donald Trump's campaign for president makes Watergate look like small potatoes. But you don't see all these liberals running around talking about the constitutional crisis and the horrors of this violation of our civil liberties. In fact, as Owen and I were saying yesterday, what happened to the Democratic Party that was opposed to war? What happened to the Democratic Party that stood up for civil liberties? What happened to the Democratic Party that stood up for civil rights? This is a party that refuses to criticize radical Islam. It is a shell of its former self. And it's extraordinary if the Democrats think they can ride into an off-year election solely on the message that we hate Donald Trump and win. I don't think that's going to happen. So I thank you very much for your call.
All right, let's jet out to El Salvador now. Oh, well, we're out of time. I totally went long here. I didn't even notice that we were out of time. So When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. Roger is going to break down more of the news as well. This is the War Room. Folks, as always, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to financially handicap us right now and stop our expansion. Only you can help InfoWars expand by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the great specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
Not for the weak-minded indeed. Can't be weak-minded to listen to us either at Infowars.com. You have to be strong-minded and strong-willed. Otherwise, the information is so powerful, it will cripple you. When you first take the red pill, it is a serious look in the mirror, look at the world, reevaluate things, experience when you go down that rabbit hole. And so right now you have a porn star that is using the media that hates Trump to promote and market her show tour, Make America Horny Again. And she's whipping the media around like a rag doll, getting appearances on The View, on CNN, on ABC, on 60 Minutes, doing the whole rounds. She had allegedly had an affair with Trump or whatever it is. You'd think they'd want to be, you know, at least 10 miles away from her because Trump is the devil and apparently they had an affair, so she must be horrible for having an affair with Trump, but maybe she has dirt on Trump, so she's a hero and we have to bring her on. And now there's some weird deal with some sketch. I don't even know. I saw the sketch. It was on Drudge Report. I'm being facetious, but it kind of, to me, I thought it was Tom Brady. I mean, give me a shot. Seriously, put Tom Brady up to that. That is Tom Brady a la 2012 with long hair. So Tom Brady is now the, I'm being facetious, of course, but Jacob Engels joins me because this sketch. See, I'm telling you, tell me that's, am I crazy? Tell me if I'm crazy, guys. Just, if I'm crazy, tell me. Am I crazy? Crew says I'm crazy. So I'm going to let Jacob take it from here, Jacob. Why does the media give Stormy Daniels, they give Stormy Daniels more of a platform than they do the average American that has real concerns and real issues? Stormy Daniels gets all the attention. Her issues are number one. The average American that gets forgotten by the government and the media, no. We got to bring in Stormy Daniels for a third interview. Why is the media so obsessed with Stormy Daniels?
Quite frankly, it seems like they're having a huge mental breakdown over this whole situation. Stormy Daniels, this story should have ended on the first day that it ran. There are so many inconsistencies in her testimony and what she said happened, what she said occurred, but they're so desperate to bring down Donald Trump that they will keep this in the news cycle, and it really is sad. They're not even getting good ratings, and they're putting a porn star on national television every day. How horrible is your credibility if you cannot get good ratings by putting a porn star on TV every single day?
Hey, Stormy Daniels got better ratings than James Comey. I mean, wow, America apparently likes a blonde with big bazookas. Shocking.
Nothing wrong with that, but really what's happened after they released this sketch, this Michael Avenatti, who is a total loser, I think, he releases the sketch, and the blue check verified Twitter army, the censorship police, are now saying that this sketch looks like Roger Stone's grandson, and therefore it's a vast conspiracy by Roger Stone all along. He's been involved all along, and he sent his grandson to go intimidate Stormy Daniels. Of course, this is false. His grandson would have been 15 or 16 at the time. It's hogwash.
So they're attacking, wait a second. So they're attacking Roger's family again?
Again. And now they're attacking his grandson, who's a fine young man, a great gentleman. I've met him on occasion. And it's just absolutely ridiculous to think that he would have at 15 been out there. Obviously it's cuckoo la la land, but this is how.
But what about it's all ridiculous. And then they try to drag Roger Stone into this, like, totally ridiculous. But what about the weird stuff now that they're saying it looks like her ex-husband or whatever?
Well, I think it's pretty clear it's not Roger Stone's grandson, but the media and the blue checkmark army.
Hey, maybe it's Barney the Dinosaur.
Quite, you know.
Hey, it's James Comey. I can't say it's not James Comey. I mean, I don't know. I cannot confirm or deny that it may or may not be James Comey. It is possible.
You know, it just looks like a stoner surfer boy out in California, and I think we know someone in Congress right now that might match that description. Is it Eric Swalwell? Let's pull up a picture of him if we're going to take us.
Wait a second. Hold on a second, though. Is that Stormy Daniels' ex-husband right there? So that's the guy that they're saying it looks like, and so the whole thing is just ridiculous, to be honest. And you know what, Jacob? You're giving Eric Swalwell way too much credit. I don't think Eric Swalwell could get on a board.
Yeah, I'd have to see it to believe it.
Surfing is tough. Look at this guy. Hold on, guys. This is Eric Swalwell.
Let's do
the side by side. I'm serious. Look at it. It's like.
He's something else.
Like, he naturally has no chin. No, seriously, like his chin, look at that. Does he even have a chin? See if you can find a side portrait. So it's like, I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do it, Jacob. I have a chin.
But it really is sick. They have to not only demean and denigrate Stone constantly 24/7, but now they're bringing his grandson into it. In this fantasy land accusation and conspiracy theory. That's how desperate they are, though. They are desperate.
No, see, that's it. No, you just nailed it on the head. It's desperation. There is a tiny inkling of possibility that Stormy Daniels may have dirt on Trump, when really even the dirt that she might have on Trump isn't even dirt. It's that they may have had an affair or whatever. It doesn't even matter. Nobody cares. That's already out there. But you're right. It's all desperation. They're so desperate. Get the no chin out of here. We'll deal with the no chin later. It's all desperation where they have nothing to bring down Trump. And so they're literally worshiping at the feet of Stormy Daniels, just begging, just please give us something, Stormy, please. And she's just like, yes, promote my tour. Bring me on TV to market my tour.
And they're getting hosed. They're buying into it completely. She's getting sold out tours in these strip clubs all across the nation, and the media is participating in it. But a very important thing to note, in one instance, the left wing in this country is all of a sudden becoming the sex police. They're acting like the crazy conservative Christian
right. Yeah, well, behind closed doors, they're all going to orgies on Epstein Island and crap.
Bingo. And on the other hand, they're talking about, oh, this is so offensive that Donald Trump might maybe have had a relationship or a one-time interlude with Stormy Daniels, which, you know, I don't know the truth of that. I don't really tend to believe her. But
and you don't care, is my guess.
No, who cares about it? I don't, why should we? We were told that all throughout the Clinton presidency. Oh, this is a private matter. Who cares? Who cares? The only difference is we're talking about an alleged consensual encounter versus actual rape.
Yeah, and see, this just goes to show you, it's like you just said, the left has become the moral police, when it used to be the left was just, you know, liberal, why don't you do it in the road, you know, now they're, they're the moral police when it comes to Donald Trump and conservatives, but they also want the black market for sex prostitution to go for women's empowerment. Jacob, these people are so messed up mentally. I don't know if there's hope for them.
I tend to say that there's not hope, but there are brothers and sisters. There are fellow Americans. We have to at least give it the old college try and save them. But they are spending more time talking about Stormy Daniels and this alleged consensual encounter than they spent on Harvey Weinstein. I mean, that dude's dropped completely off the map. We're not talking about that anymore.
Oh, but it's Jacob, gone. Didn't you see? Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought that up. Didn't you see, Jacob, all the people that reported on Harvey Weinstein just got Pulitzer Prizes. So now, if you want to get a Pulitzer Prize, you have to report on a 10-year-old story that everyone knew about. So you report on a 10-year-old story that everybody knew about and made jokes about that got buried in the media. But if you're InfoWars and you report on 10 years stories in the future, 10 years before their news, you're fake news, you get demonized, you're a bad person. No Pulitzer Prize from us, Pulitzer Prize from the people that covered up Harvey Weinstein.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, and with me, my co-host, Carter Stone Davis. People ask us, why do we fight? Why do we go through the enormous agony of fighting outnumbered by the globalists in terms of their wealth and their power? The answer is because of the next generation like this. This is the freedom that they see fleeting today. We're fighting for the America that we love to pass it on to them. So this is the youngest info warrior, and I'm delighted he could join the show today. Let's go to the phones, Owen, 888-201-2244. If you have a question for Owen, myself, or even for Carter Stone Davis.
All right, let's now go out to Stephen calling in from El Salvador. Go ahead, Stephen. You're on the air with Roger Stone.
Hey, Owen. Hey, Roger. I've been listening since 2001. I love your show. I just wanted to say that I think this, I'm not happy with the Syria strikes, but I think the whole World War III aspect is terribly overblown. And let me explain. Like, when Turkey shot down that Russian jet in 2015 or 14, what did Russia do? Did they start World War III? No, they put sanctions on Turkey, and then eventually they became good friends again. And, you know, what happened when we sold Ukraine anti-tank weapons? Did Russia, you know, retaliate? No,
well, Stephen, I understand where you're coming from, and I've heard this point, and I want to respond to this first and then give it over to Roger. Here's the thing about this. No, Stephen, you couldn't go anywhere else as far as a media organization is concerned outside of One America News Network and Newsmax, at least a consolidated effort to try to stop a potential world war situation. This is not to say that World War III is inevitable between America and Russia. This is to say there is no other media outlet trying to stop it. You're not getting that from MSNBC and CNN, normally the peaceniks. They're for this war. Fox News, outside of Tucker and Laura Ingraham, as far as I can tell, and Lou Dobbs, are banging the war drums all night long for war in Syria. So while World War III might not be inevitable, if there is no voice out there in the wilderness warning of World War III, if there is no media out there putting pressure on our politicians and world leaders that, hey, we know what you're doing, we know how World War III could get started, then we get World War III. So there's like an invisible battle that's constant. You know, I was thinking about this today. Our fight never ends. Our fight will never end. The fight of good versus evil will never end. And even if evil never has its full victory, that doesn't mean we stop fighting. That means we keep fighting to ensure that evil doesn't have victory. That means we keep reporting on the truth so that we don't go to World War III. That's my take. We'll hear from Stephen in a minute. Roger, what's your take?
Look, I could not agree with you more. This is the last best chance to save America. However improbably, an outsider who is unconnected to the vast public policy mistakes of the recent past steps forward with the fortitude and the courage and the big picture ideas to reverse the decline of what was once the greatest country in the world. And the entrenched interests, those who like things the way they are because it's comfortable and profitable and powerful for them, are just as intent on ending this wave of reform. Elections be damned. The votes of the people be damned. There is a slow motion coup going on. Mr. Mueller is running it. Mr. Rosenstein is abetting it. The sooner the president recognizes that, the better he's going to be.
Stephen, your response?
Yeah, I totally agree that, like, I have all the news networks, like, you're the ones that are actually bringing this up. But I was just saying that it's a bit too hot. Because if you look on Twitter and stuff, everybody is like, oh, here you go again, World War III. It's like, I thought it was a bit too flamboyant, you know?
Well, it's like this. And again, I understand. And I have to tell you, I was actually shocked at, from my audience, I've never gotten more hate than I got for being anti these attacks in Syria and talking about the potential of World War III. But we've been lied into war before. We've been false flagged into war before, and I'm anti-war no matter the cost. And so it kind of becomes like a Dark Knight situation where you sit and you face the reality of having the media or average audience member look at you as a fearmonger or being flamboyant or whatever to talk about World War III. But it's like, we have to. No one else will. If no one else talks about the threat of World War III, we'll blindly walk into it like the military-industrial complex wants us to. Stephen, I'm not trying to get in a fight with you. It's just, would you rather us not warn the public about a potential World War III scenario? Would you rather us not freak out about false flags in Syria?
You should definitely be warning. Just don't take it too far, because when Alex blew up on Trump, like, I got very angry. I spammed, you know, his Twitter, you know, saying, hey, if you turn your back on Trump, we're going to turn your back on you. But a couple of days later, I'm like, all right, everybody's got their anger out. You know, everybody was emotional that night. I've been a long time listener. I love that Survival Shield. I take that. You know, it's very great. I also have Super Male Vitality. All of that. But yeah, I'm just saying that. I hear you,
and thank you for your support. Thank you for calling in. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm glad that you're calling in and expressing your opinion. And just to explain a little bit more about the Friday night coverage with Alex, Stephen, and you know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It's just it's hard to personify everything that Alex has sacrificed to be where he's at. And in fact, he puts his own lineage, I mean, his own well-being, his own family on the line for his cause. And when he feels like he's getting stabbed in the back and he feels like his cause is being thrown under the bus after everything he sacrificed, you can understand why he would get so emotional and have a reaction like that. So, but Alex is a big man. I mean, he hosted his own show Sunday and today. He can explain himself. But you know, I think you bring up fair points. I think it would be a great conversation to have with Alex if you try to call into the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for your support, Stephen, and your call from El Salvador. Roger, anything else on that before we take another call?
Well, look, I think it's tonal. Alex Jones has his own inimitable style. I wrote a piece for InfoWars outlining why I believe this is an enormous mistake. My tone was different, although not less serious. I'm going to continue to support the president. We're going to continue to have internal battles in this administration, unfortunately, and we will win. We, the Trumpites, will win some, and sadly, we will lose some. But if you look at the overall threat to the globalists, if you look at the revitalization of our economy, for example, Trump is making America great again, and I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to continue to push, ultimately, for withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan, in keeping with the Trump doctrine outlined in the presidential campaign. We have seen, for example, where people in his own administration tried to mount a crackdown on state legalized marijuana, in total contrast and contradictory to the position that candidate Donald Trump took in the election. Jeff Sessions actually repealed the regulations put forward by the Obama administration that had the federal government stand down and not prosecute, for example, possession or distribution in states that had legalized marijuana. He seemed to be doing this impervious to the fact that his boss, the president, said repeatedly during the campaign that he supported medicinal marijuana and that he thought the states should decide. In yesterday's announcement with between Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado and the White House that they're going to work together on legislation to protect state legalized marijuana, you see yet another example of Donald Trump breaking free of his handlers and doing the right thing.
And you just want Trump not to be influenced by shadow operatives of the deep state, and Trump coming in, not a politician, may have perhaps enlisted trust with some of those members of the deep state, unaware of their affiliations, just because he wanted to do the best job he can and he wanted people with experience in there. And then, unfortunately, the deep state slowly picks off and the media picks off one by one his true supporters in there. And then he's basically isolated with surrounding members of the deep state. Trump is battling it out. Yes, we got very upset with the strikes in Syria. For me, for me personally, of all my coverage of Trump, that was the only thing that I've been upset with is just the foreign expansion. Roger, 20 seconds left. Closing words from you.
Look, I'm sticking with Donald Trump. I'm disappointed in the Syria decision. Let's see how much impact the attacks actually have, or whether they're essentially a political statement, symbolic. Kind of tough for the liberals to say he's in bed with Putin now, isn't it?
They still do it, though. Incredible.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
You know, I haven't brought this up yet, but I actually didn't even notice it until today. I kind of noticed it, but I get so many notifications on my phone, it's hard to really judge it. But I paid attention today. I have the alert or the alarm on my phone to get a notification, a push notification, anytime Trump or the White House tweets. I'm supposed to get a notification. I have stopped receiving those notifications. And I went and I double checked. Am I still on the alert with the White House and President Trump? And I am. So why aren't I getting those notifications from Twitter anymore? It used to be every time Trump tweeted, I got it and I saw it. Now I don't get it. Even though I'm still signed up for the alerts, I'm wondering if that's just a glitch I'm experiencing or if this is more of Twitter censoring, well, President Trump from the American people so that they can't know what's really going on. In the meantime, Trump hosts the Tax Cuts for Florida Small Businesses Roundtable today. Was that today, guys, or was that yesterday? I mean, the guy is, I think it was today too. Yesterday there was a different deal. No, you know what? I think that was yesterday because he was in Florida yesterday. Who knows? The guy does these events all the time and then they say he's not working when he just goes and works every day and cuts deals and gets tax cuts and gets wage increases. So here's just a small excerpt of President Trump in Florida talking to small business owners.
We've cut more regulations than any president, whether it's 4 years, 8 years, or in one case, 16 years. Nobody's even close. And we're not finished yet.
And that's just a fact. And the left hates it.
Where roads
the left wants
and
to be poor.
It would take 17, 18 years to get a permit or not even get approved. You know, a lot. The worst is they'd go out 17 years and then they'd vote it down. We're looking to get it down to 2 years and maybe even 1 year. And maybe get rejected. You know, nobody's going to say it's not going to get, maybe it gets rejected, but if it does, it's going to get rejected quickly.
Here, pause it right there. I want to talk to what he's actually talking about here so you can understand. He's talking about building permits and the process that you go through to get building permits and road building permits, where currently it could take up to a decade just to figure out whether you get the approval to build a building or a road or not. And by the time that decade goes by, you've already spent millions of dollars just trying to get the approval and then you get disapproved. He slashed that down to like 2 years or less so you don't have to waste all that time or money again. And it all comes back to the same thing for me, which is why I get so upset when I see these foreign interventions. How much do you think that fireworks show in Syria cost us? A couple million bucks? Well, I have to drive on roads in America that are riddled with potholes. Let's fix our own infrastructure. Let's go back to President Trump.
Lifetime to get something approved, and then all of a sudden you find out, and I've had projects, it took years and years, and then you go, fortunately, they got approved. But I've had projects that took 4, 5, 6 years to get approved, big building projects, and I said to myself, going into the final approvals, I said, you know, if these five people don't vote for it, I've wasted millions and millions of dollars, and I've wasted 5 or 6 years of my life trying to get a project approved. It's not right. You know if something's good, if it's good, and if it's going to get approved. So we have the biggest regulation cut. And I'm not so sure that the regulation cut, Marco, isn't even more important than this massive tax cut. But it's right up there, and we're continuing to go. So we think that things that would take sometimes 2 decades to get approved can be done in 2 years and even 1 year. And again, if they're not environmentally good, if they're not safe, if it's not great for our water and our air and all of the things that we watch and we think are so important, we're not going to approve it. But we're going to have fast approvals. We have many, many jobs that started now that would never
Cut down the bureaucracies.
Came in, and that's why you see the job numbers the way they are. The job numbers are through the roof. And the
It's all about giving power back to the people. See, the left has given all the power to the bureaucracies that are nothing more than power-hungry liberals at this point that just want to control your life. No, we the people can control our life and our own destiny. Thank you very much. Move to China if you don't want to control your own destiny. Bye.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Until you have stepped onto the battlefield that is currently lighting up between nationalism, globalism, freedom, and tyranny, you wouldn't even know it exists. And so for most of the public, because they've never battled in the battlefield of ideas and intellect, they don't understand the war that's going on right now. And then you look at all the attacks on InfoWars, and you look at all the attacks on Trump, and the average brainwashed sheeple doesn't actually look at it. They just take it at face value and then sell their soul to it. But if you actually look at it and break it down and analyze it, you realize how fake and fraudulent the attacks are. And so that makes you question, well, why? Why would they lie to me? Why would these people be under such attack? Now you start to see the battlefield. Now you start to understand the battlefield. Then you say, well, wait a second. If these ideas are deemed dangerous by the establishment, maybe I should look into that. Then you look into it. Then you go down the rabbit hole. Then you get woke. Then you take the red pill. Then maybe you start a YouTube channel or you start tweeting about it. Then you get censored. Now you're in the battle. Now you see the battle. But until you've actually gone down that road, it doesn't even exist. You wouldn't even believe it. And that's why, you know what, I'm not even going to talk about it. but so much of me, there's just so much that it's not anybody. There's just so much you can't control. And so you have the choice to either freak out and lash out because you can't control it, or you just give it to God and pray to God and hope that God is in control, or you believe that God is in control, or you do what the average American does and you just ignore it and you just stay away from it and you don't want any part to do with it. But it's becoming the gravitational pull so strong that almost no one can avoid it anymore. And so here we are today, and everyone has been impacted by Trump's presidency, whether it's because their political views have alienated themselves from their social group, whether it be that their tax cuts or their wage is being increased. But everyone's been impacted by this, and that's undeniable. Obama never had that impact, unless it was negative. So I've got some news that I've got to cover, but we've got some people that have been waiting for a long time here. So let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Dr. Kelly calling in from California. Sorry that Roger's gone. If you had a question for Roger, is there anything else you wanted to bring up today, Dr. Kelly?
Yes, I did have a couple of points. Just my Christmas wish list is to go surfing with Jesse Ventura and then visit Uncle Ted on the way home. I just wanted to bring up, and I know it's kind of personal, so I can understand possibly the reluctance to answer, but the main question is, I had heard, because I listen by radio, quit the computers and the smarts, that Roger Stone had been poisoned by polonium, and I was hoping to have him possibly elaborate on how to monitor or measure that in your environment, and how to maybe what to look out for, how to protect yourself, and or
I'll tell you the story about that, I'm sure, is on Infowars.com as far as Roger with the polonium. But as far as your health questions or stuff like that, I'm just simply not prepared to answer that. And I don't want to speak for Roger as far as his experience is concerned. You did say you were listening on radio. Are you listening on AM radio, Dr. Kelly?
I used to get you guys out of Carson City in Reno, Nevada, and unfortunately I can't pick that up anymore, so I'm trying to enhance my AM radio pickup, and I typically listen to either a podcast or the actually live via the telephone, speakerphone, and it's pretty sweet.
I've always loved talk radio, and I hardly get to listen to the actual AM frequency anymore. Like, it's all podcasts, it's all over the computer. I miss the AM frequency. There's something about the sound of an AM radio that just feels organic and homey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it adds to the experience. And then I wanted to thank you personally, when I got through, to that your video of the city council would be perfect for any board of supervisors, school board, to teach people how to approach the situation, you know, looking at all the who's, what's, when, where's, why's, how's, and filling in the facts. And people are always asking, what do I do? Where do I go? And your board of supervisors, go get on the thing, go and apply to be a poll watcher or observe the election or work at an election and go.
Or even jury duty. Yeah, you're so right. There's so many elements that get overlooked that our society has built in that you can maintain the republic and the integrity of our democracy that people just don't even think about it. Yeah, like going to a city council meeting. You know, speaking at an event, recording it, questioning, and just talking to people on the street, executing your First Amendment right. Yeah. There's just little things that people just don't even think about it. Like you said, they want to help, but they don't know what to do. Think basic. Think local.
Yeah. And when you see waste, fraud, abuse, or mismanagement at your state level, you go to your state auditor. Start faxing things to them. Start faxing notifications. Start faxing public servant questionnaires, and just really go from your little bunker and get on your fax machine if you don't have a computer, and you can serve notices that way. You can, you know, summons, complaints, and go to it, you know, on a federal level. And also, if you see fraud, waste, or abuse at the court level, you go to what's called your state personnel board, and they'll be happy to help you if you're just happening to be a whistleblower or you want to get something done and have someone that's authorized to do so. Go for it.
Yeah, we all have to do something now. If every American doesn't act, marching in the street, okay, fine. These leftist marches don't accomplish anything. It's just a crybaby fest. Actually, and that's the other thing the left does too. The left actually is good at getting in these apparatchiks and bumbling things up and screwing up the government. We have to do the same thing. Thank you so much for the call, Dr. Kelly. And you know, you think about jury duty. I was called to jury duty in St. Louis, and I know how to get out of jury duty. I worked for a lawyer for years. I haven't passed the bar, but I know a lot about the legal process. And so I know about jury duty. I know how to get out of jury duty. And I was selected for jury duty for this man who got arrested for having some crack. And you could tell the guy, he was in a rough place in life. He got caught with some crack in some alley in St. Louis. And I got out of that jury duty. I could have easily got in and delayed the case and said, this man doesn't deserve to be in front of this court right now. If he wants to destroy his own life with crack, then that's his right. He can do that. And I opted, you know, I don't have the time. I don't want to get involved. So I said jury nullification, and they dropped me like a hot rock. But now's the, I mean, we really have to fight for this country. And if Americans aren't willing to fight for this country, then we don't deserve it. We don't deserve the freedoms. And as simple as that. And that's why we try to wake people up here to fight for this country and for their future, because we want to have one. And it seems crazy, but that's the case, folks. And we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. They are trying to financially handicap us right now. You have no idea what we deal with behind the scenes, okay? And maybe someday we can do a whole special on it all, but we can't right now. But just, you know what we're dealing with, okay? Whatever comes to your mind, the worst of it, we're probably dealing with that and more. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is huge. And we're not just asking for you to donate to us. We give you great products, high-rated products. Super Male Vitality is one of the most highly rated products on our website. Highly effective, and it's 50% off. 50% off the ultimate game changer, Super Male Vitality. I use it every day. Give it a try. You're going to love it. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life.
Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You know, I'll tell you. You can say whatever you want about me and my politics and what I do here on air, but man, I am not a dirtbag. I am not some low-life dirtbag that just uses and abuses people. In fact, it's actually funny, okay, because I'm actually kind of a popular guy, especially in St. Louis. And so when it's like they attack me, and the more they attack me, the more the people that know of me in St. Louis that don't necessarily follow me or really even care about my politics see it, and they're like, why would he be under attack? That's one of the nicest, hardest working guys ever. And so they reach out to me. They're like, hey, you know, saw this about you. You know, is everything all right? I mean, wow, I can't believe this. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, this is typical. This is what I do. But they know it's all made up. Oh yeah, Schroyer's a Russian agent. Give me a break. The guy's been going to baseball games since he was 2 years old. But here's what you get from the left. So this is first clip 8. This is Keith Ellison, a total dirtbag. See, this is what I'm saying. These people are dirtbags, man. Straight up dirtbags. Like, you wouldn't even want to go to lunch with these people. Like, you don't want to go anywhere. They offer you, they got front row courtside tickets to the Celtics-Lakers NBA Finals game. And Keith Ellison and Chuck Schumer invite you, and you say, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi come up to you. Hey, we got box tickets for the Super Bowl. Come with us. No, you're a dirtbag. So listen to Keith Ellison saying that women are dying because Democrats are losing elections.
Before, they need me to put it more in. They need to put my back into it more than before, because their lives depend upon it. Did you know that in Missouri and in Texas and maybe other places, maternal mortality has risen? Women are dying because we are losing elections. We don't have the right to lose a damn election.
That doesn't make sense.
We have to win. We have to win. I don't believe.
All right, that's fine. Get the dirtbag off. So, we don't have the right to lose elections. So apparently now they want to take away your rights to lose an election too. Where will the Democrats stop? They will take your right to free speech, they'll take your right to a firearm, and they're going to take their own right to lose an election. But this is not new for the Democrats. Flashback to 2011 when they told you Republicans were trying to kill grandma. There's grandma. The mean Republican is wheeling grandma to a cliff. Clearly a representation of America today. The evil white conservative Republican male, of course, is a white male. And there's nice grandma. Hi, hi, granny. And then here's the evil white male conservative. Yo, yeah, granny, we're just going to take you for a walk. I'm being a nice guy. We're going to take you into the woods. We're just taking you for a walk here, the evil white conservative white male. Granny's confused. She realizes something's wrong. Uh-oh. Where's the crazy white male conservative taking me? Oh, my gosh! No, he's taking me to a cliff. If only I had a gun. If only the Democrats hadn't taken my firearm, I could defend myself. But no, now the Republican is going to push me off the cliff. Oh, my God! Oh! Oh, ho, ho. And there it is. The Democrat dirtbags, man. So that was a Democrat ad. The case for killing granny, telling you Republicans are going to push grandma off a cliff. Meanwhile, if you look at any Democrat-run city, crime infested, homelessness rampant, drug infested, and then they sit here and they tell you Republicans are to blame, even though they're the ones in power in every major inner city that's crumbling. I'll tell you though, the establishment is truly freaked out, folks. I mean, this whole Comey thing. Comey's freaked out. Everyone involved with the illegal spying on President Trump is freaked out. I mean, they are freaked out. I mean, they know their crimes are high crimes that are going to go down in world history. Hillary Clinton knows that her legacy should be the biggest demon criminal in world history. She knows that. She thought that she could wrap that up by having the presidency stolen for her. And then she lost a rigged election. And it shows you how their own propaganda permeates their own psychosis, where they push out the fake news, Hillary's guaranteed to win, Hillary's guaranteed to win. They use fake poll numbers to prop it up. And then Hillary actually believes it. And so she doesn't campaign. And so she buys her own propaganda that she's going to win. She doesn't campaign. And then she finds out she's going to lose. And she freaks out and says, why aren't I 50 points ahead? Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Thomas. No, excuse me. Let's go to Nathan, actually, guys. Nathan's been holding longer in Oklahoma. Sorry, we don't have Roger with us anymore, Nathan. But did you have any other comments? Go ahead. Nathan going once. All right, let's go to Thomas, calling in from Maryland. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, Owen. Real quick, I just wanted to bring up medical marijuana and the Second Amendment. Basically, I'm a farmer. Guns are a tool for me. If I sign up for medical marijuana to help my aching body, I can no longer own a firearm. I can't shoot groundhogs.
What state are you farming in?
I'm in Maryland. They just passed medical marijuana last year, and if you sign up, I can no longer go get a .22, a shotgun, whatever.
Of course.
I think that's the way, that's the reason they don't want to federalize weed legalness, because that's how they're keeping track of, like, gun owners, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this. First of all, I can't believe that they're doing that to you. That's infringing on your Second Amendment right, but you've got Canada right now, the Liberal Party is considering decriminalization of all illicit drugs. You know, I actually agree with this. I feel like if you want to waste your life with, you know, whatever drug, illicit drug, then you have every right to do that. If you want to grow a plant, marijuana that can grow from the ground, you don't need any lab or anything to manufacture it. You just need water and sun and earth. But that's illegal, and then if you want to have that, then you can't have a gun. So, I mean, you know, maybe that's the road to go down. But then look at this, though. Ted Lieu tweets out in response to Kyle Kashuv, whatever his name is, the pro-gun guy from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Ted Lieu is encouraging him to use weed. Look at this tweet. California has now grown to the sixth largest economy in the world, yet they have the biggest debt in all 50 states. We have a budget surplus. That's a lie. And record low unemployment. Well, record low since Trump got in. You still have record homelessness. And Ted Lieu says to Kyle Kashuv, who's a high school student, when you get to 21, come here and experience our awesome cannabis. So the left Democrats are now encouraging high school students to use cannabis. Anything else, Thomas? Well, that's fine. All right, Thomas, thank you for the call. All right, I got to do a news blitz on the other side. So when we come back, I'm going to cover all of this news, all of the headlines. We're going to have it on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
Okay, two segments left of The War Room today, and I am going to do my due diligence and try to press through all of the news that I have scattered about my desk here today. Let's start with this story from USA Today. Washington, D.C. may allow 16-year-olds to vote for the president in the 2020 election. By the 2020 presidential election, 16 and 17-year-olds may be able to vote in the nation's capital. D.C. may lower the voting age for federal and local elections to 16. The legislation was introduced a week ago by D.C. Councilmember Charles Allen, shocker, Democrat, who said he was inspired by another shocker, the high schoolers that came to D.C. to protest at the March for Our Lives. You know, I wasn't going to comment on David Hogg today because he's become irrelevant, and I was going to let him become irrelevant, but then I realized something. There'll be another school shooting or something, and they'll prop him right back up, and the Democrats will go right back to the same take the guns agenda. It's probably already in the works, maybe a stand down. But let me explain why they want 16-year-olds to be able to vote. This is another way of Democrats rigging elections. They have been brainwashing the students in the public education system for at least 20 years, hardcore for the last 10 years. So much so that they publish textbooks that are anti-American. Tell you Trump's a racist, tell you Black Lives Matter is a bunch of saints. I mean, we covered it. We have the stories at InfoWarsStore.com. They make tests. Teachers write up tests that are anti-Trump, anti-American, anti-free market. We've covered it all at InfoWars.com. We know that this is going on. So then they say, hey, we need to have 16-year-olds vote because they've already brainwashed them into being liberal Democrats. They've already brainwashed them into hating America, hating the white male. So now they realize that America's waking up and taking the country back politically. So this is like a form of gerrymandering, obviously not with voting lines, but with age restrictions. So what do the Democrats do? Well, they can't win a legitimate election, so they have to have non-citizens voting. Well, the non-citizens are starting to not be accepted here because we have a border, and even some of them are starting to realize that the Democrats are nothing but a bunch of dirtbags and can never deliver on their promises. So even they don't want to vote Democrat anymore. So what are the Democrats going to do? Well, they're going to lower that voting age and then hope that they have a brand new voter block of 16 and 17-year-olds to try to rig the election that way. A 16 and a 17-year-old voting? I'll be honest with you. I mean, obviously, I don't think we should change the voting age. I think 18 is fine. But probably most 18-year-olds shouldn't vote. And I'll just leave it at that. But now we want to have 16-year-olds voting that are still eating Tide Pods? What was the other thing they're doing? Snorting condoms? Hey, buddy, that's not how you use a condom. But I guess in this beta male society, they probably only want to use a condom for snorting now anyway. I mean, you know. Jeez. So that's fine. So Democrats are now trying to rig the elections by having 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds vote. The age that they've brainwashed in the public education system. The same people that are eating Tide Pods and snorting condoms and couldn't find Syria on a map. Yeah, that's who the Democrats want voting. Why? Because they're easily manipulated. Man, the Democrats are such dirtbags. I feel bad for the youth. I feel bad for the youth, and that's why I worked and volunteered in youth development in St. Louis, in downtown St. Louis, because I feel bad for these kids, man. They get no guidance. And unfortunately, teachers in these school districts are underpaid, overworked, get no respect, can't even discipline their students, so they're basically handicapped. So unless someone comes in from the outside to set these kids straight, they have no one setting them on the right course. And it's really sad. And then the Democrat Party and the liberal media tells them they're victims and makes the situation worse. All these kids need is encouragement, and the right kind of encouragement. Not victimized encouragement to encourage them to be victims, but empowering encouragement that says, look, you may have it rougher than your next door neighbor. You may have it an impossible stretch, seemingly, to get where you want to go. But in this country, if you work your butt off and you apply yourself and you set goals, you will be successful. Period. But that's not, see, they don't want you to know that secret. That is the great secret of America that they don't want you to know. Despite all the odds that may be against you, if you apply yourself and you work hard and you grind it out, you can be an American success story. You can make yourself. They don't want you to make yourself. They want to make you into a total sponge, an invertebrate sponge that soaks up their propaganda and then votes for their policies that remove power from the individual. All right. James Comey says that Trump's jail threats are not normal. Well, yeah, James. In fact, they're not normal. Anyone that was normal would already have put your ass in jail. So how do you like that? You want to know what's normal? You'd be in jail. James Comey also says he's never seen Trump laugh. Again, the propaganda that these people shove down your throats is insulting. I've seen Trump laugh every time he does a public appearance. But they brainwash you. They act like Trump's inhuman. I'll tell you. Now they're saying that Michael Cohen may flip on Trump. And see, here's the notion that they're trying to... There's this underlying notion that they use with all of these headlines. That there is something there. There's something to flip on Trump. There's some dirt on Trump. There is Russian collusion. So they run all these stories and all these headlines and everything to have that underlying fake news that there is something on Trump. There is a big secret on Trump. There is Russian collusion on Trump. When, of course, there's nothing. Michael Cohen could flip on Trump. There's nothing to flip. Oh, what? Donald Trump may or may not have had an affair with Stormy Daniels. Oh, my gosh. Oh, what will we do? You know, I mean, Barack Obama's husband slash wife may have a ding dong in her pants. Oh, no. Like, it's like, I don't even care about that. But this is what they do. Like, ooh, Cohen could flip on Trump. There's nothing to flip. But that's the underlying propaganda to act like there's something there, even though they know there's nothing there. And so then Comey says, well, I don't know. Trump could have been urinated on in Russia. Trump could have peed on a prostitute in Russia. I don't know. I just don't know. Well, then who are you? I thought you were the director of the FBI. You're a scum. And then CNN spouts off after James Comey brings it back up about pee tapes 77 times last week. You know what they're going to do next? CNN is literally going to reenact the entire thing and pee on Anderson Cooper pretending he's Trump or something. I'm serious. These people are going that crazy. Then there's Glenn Beck. A total failure, a total puppet who's now having to sell his private jet. Aw, poor little Glenn. Poor little Cheeto face Judas goat. Little chubby wubby. Well, Glenn, unfortunately, you're gonna have to sell your private jet. Of course, that's the type of person Glenn Beck was. But he's gotta sell his private jet. We don't, Alex Jones doesn't take all the money he made. Alex Jones could have bought a jet with everything you see at InfoWars. No, instead he builds 4 studios and expands his network. But get ready. HBO prepares the John McCain documentary. Well, I guess they think with his health, he may be on his way out. But they're going to lift up John McCain as a hero and everything because his rebels in Syria are now being outed as the terrorists. So John McCain was aligning with terrorists in Syria. Did he even know it? I don't know.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room here today. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and I am going to just pile drive through the rest of this news before I sign off today, so let's just get right into it. Investigators have finally entered the alleged site of the Syrian chemical attack. Here's what they'll try to do. This is from the Washington Post, and the story is that the OPCW, that's the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They got called in, and then, of course, they couldn't go in to the original strike site of the chemical weapons, allegedly by Assad, of course, fake news. And then they were delayed because of the airstrikes in retaliation to the chemical attack that was never properly evaluated or investigated. So now they go in today, and we'll see what they have to say about that, if anything. Probably just go along with the whole Assad thing anyway. Israel planning for direct retaliatory attack from Iran. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is believed to be planning an attack in retaliation for alleged Israeli strike on T4 airbase in Syria last week. So that's nice. Israel and Iran are really getting along. And of course, if that pops off, well, you know the USA will be right there to have Israel's back. Journalist who exposed Russia's secret mercenaries in Syria mysteriously fell to his death. Now, this is a weird deal. This is a Russian investigative journalist, Maxine Borodin, who had a series of reports about secret substantial presence of Russian mercenary forces in Syria. Yeah, they were fighting ISIS. Anyway, he mysteriously died after falling from a fifth floor balcony. Of course, the suspicious death is alleged. Somebody pushed him out that window. And, of course, they're blaming Russia. And who knows what the real case here is. But that's the news. And so I just give you the news. ISIS threatens to bomb New York subway in chilling poster showing a militant with sticks of dynamite at High Street Brooklyn Bridge Station. So that's nice. Nice little loving ISIS propaganda. And, I mean, what kind of a nut job would want to have a border when you've got ISIS terrorists that want to blow us up and kill us? No, I mean, seriously, what kind of fool, what kind of jackwagon would want to have a border where terrorists could walk across the border and murder Americans? I think you have to be insane. I think that we should let ISIS into the country with open arms in the name of tolerance, open borders, let them vote, and let them vote. And if they happen to shout Allahu Akbar and shoot up a nightclub or shout Allahu Akbar and run a bunch of people over in the streets with a car or a truck, well, I think we should just ignore that and let that go because we don't want to be deemed racist or intolerant. So I say let ISIS in, let them vote, let them bomb us, let them stab us, let them run us over in cars. Don't report on it unless you want to say it was an Asian who was a victim of intolerance. And then maybe we can solve this issue once all the Americans are dead. So thank you, Democrats. Please keep the borders open. Let ISIS in. Radicalize more people to become violent radicals. And maybe they'll join ISIS. And then we can just bomb all of America. I think that that would be great. I think that the Democrats would really like that, actually. So the Democrats and CNN are loving open borders and ISIS coming in here blowing us up. The Supreme Court just handed the Trump administration a loss on immigration and Gorsuch was the tie-breaking vote. You know, it's kind of a misleading headline, to be honest with you. And so basically the story is, this could go either way for me. Essentially, the story is an immigrant, an actual immigrant, not an illegal immigrant. This is important to note. Someone who comes here legally and is an immigrant commits a violent crime was the specific terminology. But if you're a legal immigrant and you get convicted of a crime of a certain nature, you can be subject to immediate deportation. And so there was a case, it was actually a Sessions case, where, kind of looks bad on Sessions, honestly, where a legal immigrant committed a crime and then was subject to being deported. Now, I don't actually agree with that. I think if you come here legally and you're a citizen, then you should suffer the extent of the law here domestically, because you're now a U.S. citizen, but it used to be you could be deported for that. And so Gorsuch now says that if you are an immigrant, again, we're not talking illegal immigrants here. We're talking legal immigrants. If you are a legal immigrant and you come here and you're convicted of a crime, no longer can you be subject to that immediate deportation. I think Gorsuch may actually have this right, but here's the funny thing. I think it's open for a debate here, but here's the funny thing. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not even deporting illegal immigrants. So we've got a major court case that goes 5-4. They say in the favor of Democrats or against Trump. That's total misnomer. Ignore that fake news. This has nothing to do with Trump. This is a real issue that the Supreme Court is dealing with. And they made a fair decision. And so then they try to use it to demonize Trump, and they know nobody's going to read the story, and so they can just push out some headline. But this is a real thing going on in the Supreme Court about legal immigrants. Meanwhile, illegal immigrants get more rights than citizens, get put higher on a priority ladder than citizens, and don't even get deported, and in fact have Democrat mayors that are aiding and abetting them breaking the law. That needs to be at the Supreme Court. Sanctuary cities need to be at the Supreme Court. Illegal immigrants need to be at the Supreme Court. It's getting out of hand, honestly. Woman partially sucked out of jet when window breaks mid-flight. Southwest Airlines, you know, they've had like 5 engine failures in the last 2 years, and it's never resulted in this, but this is not good for Southwest. I fly Southwest, but man, this was some serious graphic image. I can't imagine being on that plane midair with a window busted out, a woman literally sucked halfway out the window. Oh my gosh. And unfortunately, you had a fatality there. See what happens with that. Oh, boy, that's scary stuff. Snow records toppled in South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. You had, I think, like 10 baseball games postponed over the weekend because of cold weather. So are the Democrats now going to go back to global cooling? You watch. In fact, I'm telling you right now, I predict within the next 2 years, the Democrats go back to global cooling, man-made ice age. You watch. Mark my words. Democrats will go to man-made ice age next. Oh, you know, all right. So here's the deal. No one's covering this, and you can't even find this anywhere, to be honest with you, because there's a total media blackout. But folks, Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein could be in some serious trouble. And I won't get too in-depth with this, but let me just read this headlines. These are from the past 5 years. Treasure Island cleanup exposes Navy's mishandling of its nuclear past. So there's this old area in San Francisco where the Navy had a bunch of nuclear elements or what have you, and it soaked into the land, and it was a huge nuclear disaster, essentially. They had to clean it up. They couldn't even go on the ground, and it became a nightmare. So then the headline was, this former radioactive waste site off the coast of San Francisco is turning into a $5 billion housing development. Okay, so then they go in, they say they clean it up, and then they bring in a $5 billion project to replace the old Treasure Island Navy facility that had the nuclear cleanup. Well, it didn't go so well. Navy do-over of $250 million cleanup at Hunter's Point necessary. So they spent $250 million, didn't clean it up properly, and then had $5 billion incoming after the project didn't, well, they didn't clean it up. They failed. Uh-oh. And there was a group of black activists that are saying, well, folks, basically they were on there. They were lied to about the cleanup. But I'll tell you what, I don't know how Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein got so rich, but anyone who thinks that those two could be stealing funds in order to get their exorbitant wealth, how dare you? How dare you? I don't know how Nancy Pelosi became a 100 millionaire as a senator, but how dare you think that she would be guilty of anything dirty? How dare you? Suicide machine draws crowd at Amsterdam funeral show. Boy, if that doesn't tell you we're in the idiocracy, I don't know what does. Suicide machine? That's right from Futurama too. And then more than 95% of the world's population breathes dangerous air. Major study finds. That's you, folks. That's why we have air filters at InfoWars.com. They say we're crazy. 95% of Earth's population breathes in toxic air. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter at InfoWarsStore.com, yet we're crazy. InfoWarsStore.com, folks, we need your support. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to financially handicap us. InfoWarsStore.com. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.